A scholarship athlete speaks out. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 25. Hi, I'm John Kugler, athletic scholarship coach and CEO of RecruitMe. Good to have you along as we are in this new year. So how's it going? Are you hanging in there? Those New Year's resolutions, they're already behind you? Well, that's okay, because usually that doesn't work anyway. Hey, this episode, I got something really unique to talk to you about, because it's not my words. It comes from a scholarship athlete who I had the opportunity to talk with, and she shared three things every recruit needs to know with me, and I thought I'd pass that along to you. So that's what you have in store in this episode. Great peer-to-peer advice, and parents, if you're listening, it's good for you too. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is sponsored by Athletic Scholarship University. And what is that? Well, if you're looking for a way to stay on track, a way to be able to focus on taking the step-by-step approach and be empowered all the way to an athletic scholarship, working together as parent and athlete, then Athletic Scholarship University is for you. It's six modules. It's a video online course. And I, yours truly, am the instructor, so you'll get to know me really well. It's really the only online course available to parents and student athletes on how to get an athletic scholarship, and taking you through it step by step. So there's a lot of meat in it. For more information on that, just go to athleticscholarshipuniversity.com, or you can click on the link in the show notes. My brand new free offer is out for you now, and it's a report, free report that I have written for you, how to get an athletic scholarship. Plain and simple, couple pages that will hopefully get you jump-started in this new year. If you need more than what you got in how to get an athletic scholarship, then everybody who gets this also receives my free bonus. It's called the 7-Day Recruiting Jumpstart. A 7-day recruiting jumpstart. So I guess it's a twofer here. Two for free. How to get an athletic scholarship and 7-day recruiting jumpstart. Now here's how you get this. It's a download, this report. And simply click the show notes or go to recruitme.com. I've got it featured there. I just put it out. Brand new. Recruit-me.com. Download it. Digest it, and by all means, please act on it. And then you'll also be getting my 7-day recruiting jumpstart. Perfect stuff for this new year. And I hope you're feeling fresh. I'll tell you, I am looking forward to getting to some warmer weather. It's cold here in Colorado where I'm recording this. In fact, just a few days ago, we were down below zero, like a lot of the country, Midwest, North, East. But I didn't like that. So my wife and I are taking our anniversary trip. It's 38 years now, and we're heading off to hopefully sunny San Diego, where it's a lot warmer than it is here. And I'm getting this recording done before we leave. We're going to spend a week there. But I'll be checking my email. If you have questions, you can go ahead and email me at john@recruitme.com. I love this virtual business because I can take it anywhere. I'm not sure when this conversation took place. I think it was about a year ago. I was talking with a woman who had recently completed her volleyball career at one of the top D2 schools in the nation. I mean, you're talking about championship volleyball program. And she gave me some good insights I wanted to pass along to you. Her husband was also a star athlete. He was a baseball player, and he added to her advice. The conversation I had with them only lasted a few minutes, but I gleaned quite a bit that I wanted to pass along to you. At this first of the year, it's perfect timing. And I'm going to share with you three things that every recruit needs to know, and three things that parents need to know as well. Not coming from me, but coming from another athlete, two athletes, who not only were star athletes in high school, but went on to get that scholarship in college, and now they're looking back on it. And there's wisdom when you look back. So here are those three things that every recruit needs to know. Number one, she said, if you can't compete at the D1 level, don't. She told me that she was too short to play D1, so she didn't even try to get onto a team at that level. Instead, she went with a program that was a good fit for her, and she was a scholarship athlete on a championship team, as I mentioned. She had a great experience. Now, I'm sure she actually could have played D1 somewhere. But would it have been a good fit? Would it have been a rich experience for her? In fact, she probably would not have gotten in the quality program where she ended up. It was a fantastic experience. It was an excellent fit. And she'll tell you, if you can't compete at the D1 level, don't. Don't look at D2 or D3 as second and third class. It's not that way. Remember, you're not going just for the athletic program. You're going for the full package. You're going for an education, which will last a long time. And if you're going to spend 4 years there at that school, 4 years in that athletic program, you want to enjoy it. You want it to be a good fit. A good fit. Parents, you need to look out for your son or daughter and look for places that are good fits for them as they consider where to go and as they narrow down their choices. Find programs that are good fits. It's a message I keep delivering to families, but sometimes it's good to hear from someone else. And I was so glad that she told me that if you can't compete at the D1 level, don't, that you're looking for a good fit. Here's a second thing that I heard from her. She said, be willing to compete on a club or travel team in the off season. Unless you're a football player, you're likely going to have to get exposure outside your high school season. The woman I talked to told me that for volleyball, there's no other option. You must compete on a club team, she said. College coaches don't go to high school games. She told me that they go to tournaments so they can see multiple players. The tournament and club players are a higher caliber too. So when the coach goes, he sees more quality players at these events, and also he sees players who are competing against others of higher caliber. And that's why it's valuable for college coaches to be there at those tournaments. So that's a major consideration. You can go broke going to these tournaments, being on a club team, traveling all the time, and I don't want you to do that. You got to be selective. But if you're serious about this athletic scholarship, you need to go the second mile. You need to do something outside your high school team. As I mentioned, it's a little different in football. Of course, they have camps and they have combines, and you can put yourself in front of coaches that way. And yes, it is, again, having to compete outside your high school team in your high school season. So that was a second thing that she told me. Here's the third one, and this came from her husband, you know, the baseball player who actually went on to play pro ball. He said, approach coaches yourself, don't rely on a service. He even made the strong statement that coaches throw away resumes that come in from recruiting services. Personally, I don't believe all coaches do that, but most do. He emphasized that coaches want to hear personally from the families. Oh, that's so key. I've said that, but once again, hearing it from the athlete who's gone through the experience, who's been recruited, who got the scholarship, and now looking back, coaches want to hear from families personally. Don't turn this process over to a third party. Even if you do use a service or hire a consultant, man, you got to stay actively involved. You got to be at the center of this. You're not hiring an agent. You, athlete, need to be in contact with the coaches. Parents, you need to encourage your athletes to do that. Make this something that you are committed to personally. And that's why I've spent the last 15 years empowering families to do this. Because services and consultants, I'll tell you, it can be so attractive, It can be a fad. And yet I come back to saying, this is your education. This is your future. Keep control of it. Work the process as a family. Those three things. If you can't compete at the D1 level, don't. Second, be willing to compete on a club or a travel team in the off season. And third, approach coaches yourself and don't rely on a service. I'm going to ask you to do a favor for me here in just a couple minutes. We're coming down to the end because this is 15 minutes, I promise, just 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I'm going to ask you this question, though, first. What is your strategy this year? You have the year in front of you. Maybe you're a senior and you're saying, well, what is my strategy for the next 3 months? Go back and listen to my podcast episode, probably I think it was 23, when I talked about that kind of thing as we looked to start the new year. Maybe you've got a whole year or two in front of you, but what is your strategy this year? Time is ticking away quickly, and the end of the school year will be here before you know it. I mean, I got snow outside my window. I'm not thinking May or June, but it's going to be here before you know it. Make a commitment, parent, with your son or daughter that you'll carve out 60 minutes in the next week and go somewhere to talk and, you know, sit down and, you know, go to Starbucks together and talk about this recruiting year. Talk about those goals. Here's some suggestions. Here's what you can do. You're sitting at the table. You don't want to just be staring at each other. You got to have some focal points here, and I'll give those to you so you have a good discussion. First thing, just like take out a napkin and start making a list of schools you might check into. If you already are down the road in this process, what are some other schools that you haven't considered that might be a good fit? So just take out that napkin, start making a list of schools, both you, parent, and student athlete. Second thing, here's something you want to ask your son or daughter. What do you love about the sport you're competing in? What do you love about it? Get to their heart. Give them a chance to express themselves. Mom, dad, just be good listeners when you ask this question. You might find something out that you didn't know, even if you've been walking alongside your son or daughter for many years. What's in their heart? What do they love about their sport? Third, parents, ask your athlete, what are his or her athletic dreams? What are they dreaming about? What are the goals? What are they thinking about? Dream together. Maybe they haven't even thought about that, but just ask that question. Have fun with it. What are your dreams? And then fourth, parents, tell a couple stories about your athletic or academic past. You may not have been an athlete, but how about your academic past? Open up a little bit and share your stories. You want the recruiting experience to be a team effort, and building the relationship really helps. So if you go out and talk about these four things, it's going to build that relationship. Can you do that? Would you pledge to do that? And even write to me and let me know about your experience. I want to know. You can email me at john@recruitme.com. So here's what I want to ask you to do for me. I haven't asked this in a long while, and I need to really put this out to you. And it is this. Would you give me a review on iTunes of this podcast? Here's how it works. A lot of reviews, and hopefully good ones, but if there's something lacking in this show, please say that. Give me an honest review. But good reviews will help it rise to the surface, so as other families are looking for resources and help, they'll find the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Give me a review on iTunes if you would do that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Just take a few minutes and share what you think about this podcast. You know, I'm looking forward to attacking your biggest challenges in Athletic Scholarship University. This step-by-step course, the only online course available, is there for you to take and use this year or as however long that you want. You'll have 6 modules. You'll be able to dig into those things with me, leading you all the way through the scholarship process. And because it's on video, it's on demand. And so you could be the students. You'll get a textbook. You'll get a workbook. You'll hear interviews from others that will shed some light on this whole scholarship and recruiting process. Check it out. It's not expensive at all. Just priced at $29 a month. You can leave at any time when you think you've got enough and you're ready to take it on your own. It's just month to month. There's no long-term commitment, okay? Here's where you go, athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. I'm also linking it in my show notes. And make sure you get the freebie that I just released. I want you to have this, how to get an athletic scholarship. And that can be found at recruitme.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. And everybody who gets that also receives a bonus. And that is the 7-day recruiting jumpstart. Here it is, first part of the year, first month. And I'm telling you, I am going to push you. We all need to get fired up. We all need to get a jumpstart, don't we? Well, that's it. Looking forward to some warm weather as we head to San Diego. Hopefully it'll be warm. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.